Villa.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good evening. Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. We come to you live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School as we get you set for another night of boys high school basketball on CDO. As tonight, it's the BG Bobcats hosting the Unitigo Spartans in a MAC showdown here from BG Central School. Want to welcome you into the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. Of course, Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the crew wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. And our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. With rights granted by Section 4, any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. Should be a great one here tonight. Two teams that I still think are kind of finding their identity in the middle part of the season here, and really as we get into the heart and soul of the league. Two teams that are really searching for ways to win ball games. They both had tough schedules in terms of going to tournaments against bigger schools and things of that nature. But once they get into the MAC schedule, I think these are two teams that maybe are in the middle of the pack in terms of the standings, but could make a push towards the top four, maybe sliding somewhere into that four spot. I still think Sydney, Walton, and Delhi have some sort of a lock on the top three, at least at this point, unless one of them falls apart. I think Unadilla Valley is a team that's right there, along with the Unitigo, along with the Bainbridge. That could certainly slide into one of those positions, but it's really just going to determine how they play down the stretch. I think you can certainly throw Green in there as well. So it's really going to come down to games like this on a night-to-night basis. Can you get those wins? And BG, with a home game here tonight on their own floor against a scrappy Unitigo team, is going to have to try to get the job done. I think, you know, BG is going to have to play strong inside and keep Unitigo's Dean Reed off the boards. He's an absolute monster. We see him game after game with a double-double of somewhere around 20 and 10. So I think that will be an interesting matchup tonight for BG. And I think on the other side, you look at Trevor Hallequist for BG and, you know, a guy like Jared Smith for Unitigo, that could be a great one-on-one matchup there for both those guys, depending on how the defense goes. One guy's going to have to outscore the other here tonight. I think that will be maybe the difference to see who comes out and wins here tonight. We're going to pause for the national anthem as well as the starting lineups, and we'll be right back with Unitigo and BG here for boys basketball tonight on CDO.
Winter is here. Do you have a dependable vehicle that gets you where you need to go in the stormy weather? Look to Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, for all of your transportation needs. Cork and the crew have a wide selection of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, and more that are ready and tested for winter driving by their excellent service team. Don't see what you like? Let one of the Chambers and O'Hara professionals find it for you. Let us do the work. Want to stay dry while you shop? Visit ChambersO'Hara.com and be warm and cozy at home while you browse our inventory. We're always bringing in new vehicles, so check back often for a fresh look. Our experienced sales staff are local residents, your friends and neighbors, and they won't pressure you during the car buying process. Let Chambers and O'Hara take care of you this winter. Visit today on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, or call 563-4311, or visit online at chambersohara.com.
Hello, Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley.
I need to order pizza.
Son, we don't have any pizza on our menu.
Well, then, can I get a cheeseburger?
Well, son, we don't have any food on our menu. In fact, we don't even have a menu. This is Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. I think you have the wrong number.
This is the right number. I heard your ads on the radio, and you said that you had something for everyone.
And we do, with wood flooring, rough-cut lumber, kiln-dried or green, casings, baseboards, wainscoting, and more. By the truckload or by the piece, we can help with all your wood needs, but we don't do food.
If you don't do food, you must be awful skinny.
Well, I've got a car, so I can go pick up a pizza if you want.
Great, while you're at it, my mom wants a salad.
The quality of your wood just got better. Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley. Since 1977, a half mile north of the intersection of Route 7 and Route 8 in Sydney. Call 563-4300.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Del High Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianTheFotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back as we get to the starting lineups for tonight's game. We are live from Bainbridge-Guilford High School. It's BG taking on Unitigo. First four visiting Unitigo, a senior, number one, Zach Youngs, a sophomore, number two, Noah Hotala, a junior, number four, Cooper Thayer, a junior, number 22, Dawson Wilsey, and a junior, number 32, Dean Reed for head coach Cal Locke. On the other side for BG and head coach Brad Aldrich, a junior, number four, Xavier Cherniak, a senior, number 13, Sean Jones, a junior, number 14, Trevor Halliquist, a senior, number 15, Pete Wiemet, and also a senior, number 31, Tyler Johnson. BG is in the home white uniforms. The navy blue trim says Bobcats in navy blue lettering across the front of the uniform there. Unitigo is in the green uniforms tonight. The black and the white trim says Unitigo in white lettering across the front of the uniform there. As we are all set to go, BG will go right to left on your radio dial. Unitigo left to right. Dean Reed will tip it off here for Unitigo, as well as Sean Jones for BG. And here's the opening tip. And Unitigo will win that back for Cooper Thayer, and we'll get things started for Unitigo. Looks like BG will come out in the man-to-man. Here is Hotala on the far side, finds Dean Reed, takes his man right to the bucket, up and in. Tyler Johnson whistled for the foul, and Dean Reed with his first bucket here of the night. And he'll look for the old-fashioned three-point play to head to the line. Thanks for joining us tonight here on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. You can always go back and listen to these games anytime on our game audio archive for free, courtesy of SFCU. Reed leads that one short, and BG with a rebound as they trail 2-0 with 7:40 to go in the first quarter, live here from BG tonight. Halliquist, left side on the baseline. Now we'll get into the paint, over onto the right side, passes one down low for Wiemet, up off the glass, and good for Pete Wiemet, who puts it home, and it's 2-2 with 7.5 to go in this first quarter. Full court pressure here from BG, and Unitigo gets it back to Hotala on the far side of the floor. Zips it down here for Cooper Thayer into the right low corner outside the three-point line. Back out for Hotala, far side for Wilsey. Wilsey looking for options into the corner now for Zach Youngs, as we're about a minute gone here in the first quarter, and we're tied 2-2 between BG and Unitigo. Back for Dean Reed. Pulled up jumper, no good off the back of the rim, and Halliquist chases down the loose ball rebound. Outlet ahead here to Cherniak down the left side, and he'll put on the brakes. And they'll safely get it back to Halliquist, standing around midcourt here for BG as they go right to left. Give and go with Halliquist and Sean Jones, and Halliquist is going to finish this one off for his first bucket of the night, and BG leads 4-2 with 6:35 to go in the first quarter. And Unitigo will bring it up going left to right on your radio dial. Here is Zach Youngs. Gets it to Dean Reed, down low in the paint, off the glass, no good, may have been partially blocked, and the Bobcats come away with it with Sean Jones. Jones trying to go coast to coast, up and good. And Sean Jones puts in his first bucket of the night, and it's 6-2 with 6:15 to go in the first quarter. And Unitigo again trying to get it in against this full court pressure, and they'll bring it up the left side of the floor. Now back to the right with Dawson Wilsey as he'll cross the Bobcat logo at midcourt. Wilsey with 6 minutes to go in this first quarter. The score, BG 6, Unitigo 2. Here's Cooper Thayer outside the three-point line. Tries to pass across to Wilsey. Knocked out of there by Jones. Again, coast-to-coast, up and in, and he's fouled. And BG is off to a hot start here as Sean Jones puts that one in. He has 4 points, and he'll go to the line looking for the three-point play with just 5:52 to go in the first quarter and an 8-2 lead for BG over Unitigo. And it's been Wiemet, then Halliquist, and now Jones with the early buckets for BG. And a nice job here by Jones to put it in. Three-point play is good. Jones has 5. We'll step away for 30 seconds with 5:50 to go in the first quarter. It's BG 9 and Unitigo 2. We'll be right back on CDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sydney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sydney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sydney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Drive-through open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. BG with a steal away from Dean Reed as we get back underway. And a nice job by Cooper Thayer to get back and swat that ball out of bounds as Jones was going up for the right-handed layup. So BG will inbound the ball underneath the bucket. Here with 5:45 to go in the first quarter, and the Bobcats leading the Spartans 9-2. Hallequist on the right side as BG in the home white uniforms, the navy blue trim going right to left. Here is Jones back out for Tyler Johnson, and the big man finds Hallequist in the corner, left side for three, downtown for Hallequist, and he's got five, and BG has opened up a 12-2 lead here over Unitego. And ahead now for Zach Youngs. Numbers if they can hurry as they break the press. Here is Reed to the bucket. Right-handed layup, no good. Zach Youngs, he picks up the rebound, but it's blocked. And BG back the other way with Weeman. Down the floor. Ahead now for Cherniak, and he is fouled. And will go to the line. BG is playing with a lot of good energy here. With 5:08 to go in the first quarter, they are getting the ball, and they are looking to run at any opportunity that they can. And they have the guards to do that, especially in Weemit, Jones, and Hallequist. Cherniak to the line, and that one is up and good. So four out of the five starters have scored so far here tonight in this first quarter, early on for BG, and head coach Brad Aldrich, of course, coached the Sydney girls until this year when he's moved over here to BG. Second one is good, rolls around the world before flushing down there for Cherniak, and it's BG 14 and Unitego 2 with 5:08 to go here in the first quarter. Can the Spartans dig their way out of this hole? Jared Smith, a normal starter, has checked into the game now and will pass one ahead for Dean Reed. 5:05 to go first quarter. They find Cooper Thayer, left side three, off the back rim, no good. Smith chasing down a rebound. Gets up to the rim and partially blocked there by Hallequist. He'll pick up the loose change and an outlet pass ahead here for Kyle Rideout, who stepped into the game now for BG as Cherniak went to the bench. Hallequist to the right side, behind the back dribble, and now we'll dump one off here for Sean Jones, and back for Weeman at the top of the key. 20 on the shot clock as they go back for Hallequist, right side. Slashing and dashing through the paint, the left-handed layup is up and good for Hallequist. He's got seven, and BG leads 16-2. An amazing start here in what we thought maybe was going to be a close game tonight, and BG has just really opened fire early on. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. Unitego cycling it back around. Cooper Thayer for three, left it short. Rebound, Hotala couldn't get it to go, and Youngs cleans up the mess and back out for Smith. 15 on the shot clock. Smith into the corner now for Youngs as they'll work it around. Again into the paint for Dean Reed. Left low block, pull-up jumper, died on the front rim, and a rebound here for BG. And Cherniak to the far side for Rideout. Right out now. We'll stop and set up the offense as they go for Hallequist, who's in front of the Unitego bench. Down low for Palmatier, who lost control for a second. Otherwise, he would have had a wide-open layup. Kicks it back out for Hallequist. Left side three, no good. Rebound for Youngs of Unitego as BG leads Unitego at home 16-2 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter. Back out for Smith outside the three-point line. Now back for Hotala. Zips it through traffic. Nobody home for Unitego. The ball rolls out of bounds and back to BG. And we saw Unitego a couple of weeks ago at the Cooperstown tournament. And they played Cooperstown that night. Tough for anybody to play that talented Cooperstown team. But Unitego just struggling here tonight to be on the same page as BG gets the ball. And they go right to left. Into their own offensive end of the floor with Hallequist. Now for right out into the corner. Jones spots up for three. Left it short. Rebound for Dean Reed of Unitego. As we hit 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, it's BG 16 and Unitego 2. Here's Smith into the corner for Zach Youngs of Unitego. They try to go to the high post for Reed. Lost it down low. Struggling, but he rips the ball away. Keeps his dribble. Now picks it up in trouble and gets it back for Smith at the top of the key. Dribble drive for Smith. Bounce pass right back down low for Reed. Pull up jumper. No good. Rebound for Weemit. and an outlet pass for Hallequist up the left side of the floor. Hallequist puts on the brakes, gets deep in the paint, and he's fouled as he goes to the rim. And we'll see who they get this on. Looks like it'll be on Jared Smith with 2:35 to go in the first quarter. We also saw Unitigo a few weeks ago at Afton, and they looked really good in a 71-51 win over the Knights. Tonight, just struggling to shoot the ball here in the first quarter. Up the floor they come with Youngs. Bounce pass right back to Smith, gets over the timeline. Smith's going to try to take it right to the rim himself. The iron is unkind, hit the back of the rim twice, comes down, and BG with another rebound. And the Bobcats are controlling the boards very nicely so far. Hallequist spots up for three, left side, no good. Rebound for Reed with 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Both teams just kind of running and gunning at this point late in the first quarter with, again, the score 16-2, BG on top of Unitigo. And to the left side of the floor here for the Spartans. Now back to the right for Cooper Thayer. Down low in the paint. Back for Hotala in the right corner. Hotala skips it across and finds Jared Smith. Back out for Zach Youngs. Baseline left side jumper. Rattles in and out. Hotala a rebound and he's fouled and will go to the line. So Unitigo just trying to break this streak. They got the first bucket of the game and they've gone cold ever since. And the sophomore Noah Hotala will try to break that streak here from the charity stripe with a minute 48 to go in the first quarter. Hotala to the line for the Spartans. This one no good. Hit the left side of the rim and then bounced free. BG back to the bench as Cherniak comes in as well as Tyler Johnson. Hallequist comes to have a seat as well as Zach Wiemann. And a very strong first quarter so far for the BG Bobcats. And Hotala back to the line. Second shot is good. So Hotala goes 1-for-2 at the line, and it's 16-3 with a minute 48 to go in this first quarter. And Sean Jones will get the ball in for Cherniak here, and he will walk it back up the floor. Cherniak to the left side finds Ride out as BG sets up the offense. To the far side here for Tommy Palmateer. Palmateer with a baseline drive, gets down low to the right low block, couldn't get the shot to go. Ball is loose, rolls out of bounds, and we'll go back to Unitigo with a minute 26 to go in the first quarter. Can Unitigo find some momentum here in this MAC contest, a game they cannot afford to drop? And they'll get the ball into Reed at midcourt, who bounce passes one ahead for Cody Smith. Smith back across for Noah Hotala. Hotala back for Smith, baseline drive, can't get it to go. And this one is taken down here by Palmateer, and ahead now for BG. To the left side, looking for Jones, stops, kicks one back out for Cherniak. To the foul line, down low for Tyler Johnson, lost control of it. BG tries to save it, into the backcourt though, and Tommy Palmateer couldn't get to that one first. And with a minute to go in the first quarter, they'll turn it back over to Unitigo. But the score, BG 16 and Unitigo 3. So the Spartans in the green uniforms here tonight with the white and black trim going left to right. They'll see if they can get something going deep in the first quarter. Dean Reed, a spot-up jumper in the paint from about 5 feet, gets it to go. And Reed now has 4 points. And it's 16-5 with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter. BG with the ball and to the right side of the floor. Back for Cherniak at the top of the key, finding Sean Jones. Jones skips across the top of the zone. Back for Rideout. Deep three right side. No good. Bounces away. Unitigo will save it with Cody Smith, but he had his tippy toes on the line. Out of bounds and back to BG with 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. 16-5 the score. BG will inbound the ball on the far side of the floor. Again, going right to left here. And the Bobcats have come out hot tonight here at home against the visiting Unitigo Spartans in this boys MAC showdown. BG with the ball now at midcourt. Setting up the offense is Cherniak, far side for Jones. And they'll work it to the left low corner here outside the three-point arc for Kyle Rideout. Back for Cherniak. Give and go with Rideout. They pass one down low for Johnson, partially blocked from the big guy. Tries to get it back out for Cherniak. He takes it to the rim. Can't get that to go. And 2 seconds left in the quarter, and we'll have a foul here on Palmateer on the rebound for BG. Team foul situation right now. 2 for Unitigo and 4 for BG. First on Palmateer. So Unitigo will get it in. Smith with a three-quarter court heave too far, and that'll do it at the end of the first quarter. It's BG 16, Unitego 5. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the second quarter between BG and Unitego. And BG with a 16-5 lead. Unitego with the ball after a BG miss here to start the second quarter. And Unitego down the right side of the floor. They'll pass one out here for Zach Carey. A deep three from the right side. That's no good, and a rebound for Hollequist down the left side of the floor. Hollequist stops into the corner for Cherniak for three. Got it. No, they'll say it was a long two for Cherniak, and he has 4 points, and BG leads 18-5. BG hosting Unitego tonight with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. And here is Jared Smith outside the three-point line, now finding Zach Carey back across for Smith. Deep NBA three on that far side, no good. Hollequist a rebound. Long outlet pass here to Cherniak. He's able to track this one down, pass one off for Wiemann, up off the glass and good. And Wiemann puts it home. He's got four, and it's BG 20 and Unitego 5 with 6:55 to go in the second quarter. Here is Jared Smith outside the three-point line, finds Hotala back across. And for Hotala in the corner again as BG has settled in on defense. Here into a zone now after coming out early in man-to-man. Unitego with a shot down low. Turnaround is no good here for Andy Shelton. And Hollequist with another rebound as he sprints down the left side of the floor. Hollequist into the paint. Kicks one out. Another three for BG. This one from Brenton Rideout on the far side. Can't get it to go. Rebound for the Spartans. Left side of the floor here for Unitego as they go left to right. Back across, Smith to Smith, as Jared passes one for Cody. Down low, he's fouled at the right low block and couldn't get it to go. So 6:15 to go in the second quarter, and BG on top 20-5. And the junior, Cody Smith, to the line looking for his first points of the evening. Make sure to stay tuned for our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. We'll get you some out-of-town scores, as well as the scoring summary from our first half here. As Cody Smith makes the first one at the line. As Unitego goes to the bench here, Jared Smith will get a breather. Dawson Wilsey back in here for the Spartans. Second one from Smith is up and good, and Cody Smith goes 2-for-2 at the line and makes it 20-7. So maybe Unitego can get a spark here. Some of these guys coming off the bench as we are 2 minutes gone in the second quarter, and the Bobcats leading 20-7. BG with the ball going right to left and into the corner now for Rideout. Back top of the key for Cherniak. Fires and drills it. Dials long distance for Xavier Cherniak, and he's got 7 points. And BG leads 23-7. And again, the Bobcats continuing their good shooting to start off this contest here tonight in the first half. Wilsey finds Cody Smith, left side corner, outside the three-point arc. Back out for Wilsey, setting up the offense once again. 15 on the shot clock. Tries to pass one back door, and again, intercepted by BG. Ahead now for Cherniak from Wiemann through his hands, and out of play, and back to Unitego. 5.5 to go in the second quarter, and it's 23-7. BG on top of Unitego. We'll have more boys action tomorrow as the Sydney boys travel over to Walton for a great MAC showdown. Two very quality teams in the MAC getting after it tomorrow night. We'll have that game right here on CDO. Girls will play at 5:30. We're just doing the boys on the radio tomorrow at 7, but we will be there with our Twitter updates at 5:30 for the girls matchup as well. 5:15 to go in the second quarter as BG brings it over the half-court timeline here. Finding Hallequist, left side corner. Down low for Johnson. Turnaround shot, left low block, no good. Wiemet is fouled, though, by Unitigo as he grabs the rebound for BG. So 5:08 to go in the second quarter, and it's 23-7. BG on top. And to the line here is Zach Wiemet, or better known as Pete Wiemet here. Wiemet to the line. First one, no good. This should be a trivia question, I think, in the MAC. Who is Zach Wiemet? Because everyone here calls him Pete, and even though it's technically listed as Zach on the roster. Second one is no good, and a rebound for Unitigo. Dean Reed tracks it down, passes one off here for Cody Smith. Smith into the corner now for Dawson Wilsey, directly in front of the BG bench as Unitigo goes left to right. Outside the three-point line, Zach Carey dribble drive into the paint, can't get it to go. Rebound for Zach Youngs. His shot is no good. Reed can't pull down the rebound, but somehow the ball trickles back out to Young, and Unitigo will reset. Passing one into the corner now, but it's again stolen away. Long outlet pass from Wiemet to Hallequist. He saves it in the corner, but Unitigo is right back up there to pick up the loose change. And ahead now for Dawson Wilsey. So with 4.5 to go, second quarter, they'll go back to Cody Smith on the far side, but he'll travel as he tries to pump fake and the ball back to BG. Again, Unitigo just struggling to get into some rhythm here on offense. They've tried a couple of different players off the bench to see what might work best here tonight, but have not found that recipe quite yet. They'll get it to the high post, kick back out right side for Hallequist, lost the dribble, and stolen away by Unitigo's Cody Smith. Smith ahead for Zach Youngs, lays one up and in. And Zach Youngs, his first bucket of the night, cuts into that BG lead, and it's now 23-9 with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. And BG up the floor here with Xavier Cherniak, the junior guard, passing one for Hallequist. BG with a lot of underclassmen in that lineup here tonight. Back out for Hallequist. Three straight away, no good. Left it long, and a rebound for Unitigo. Down the right side of the floor here is Dawson Wilsey to the bucket. He makes it and one, and he'll go to the line for Dawson Wilsey. Great to see Dawson Wilsey out there. Of course, had that terrible knee injury, not this past football season, but two football seasons ago. Worked his way back, was able to play baseball, had a great football year this year, and good to see him back on the basketball court as well. His foul shot is off the mark, no good, but will stay with BG. Last touch by Unitigo. Of course, this Unitigo boys team making it all the way to the Section 4 Class D football finals before falling to Sydney. So it's an athletic group, that's for sure. BG with the ball, leading 23-11 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Down low for Wiemet, and he's fouled again. Another guy who had an injury last year, who it's great to see back on the floor, of course, is Pete Wiemet. Had a hip injury sliding into home plate back in the baseball season, had to have some surgery, but was back for football season and, of course, making an impact here tonight on the basketball court as he makes his first foul shot. He's now got 5 points, and he'll be looking for his second one here as BG leads 24-11 with 3:25 to go in the second quarter. Second one coming for Wiemet, and this one is off the back of the rim, no good. He tracks down his own rebound, and BG will have a fresh 35 to work with. And to the right side for Sean Jones, into the air, down at the right low block, can't get it to go. Rebound for guess who? Wiemet off the glass, no good. Another rebound here for Jones, and they'll say it's a jump ball. Boy, BG just feisty on the boards here tonight, really working hard. That time it doesn't come out in their favor as the arrow gives it back to Unitigo, but I think that's what's really helped them build this lead. They've done a nice job on the boards. Unitigo going left to right. They trail 24-11 with 3 minutes to go until the halftime break. To the far side for Hotella. Back out for Cody Smith. Dribble drive right side. Back for Dean Reed. Little dump off. Left that jumper short. Reed gets his own rebound. Back off for Zach. Young's up and good. And the offense starting to click a little bit now for Unitigo as it's 24-13. Nice pass from Reed to Zach Youngs with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. BG with the ball for Hallequist. And into the corner now for Wiemet. Back out for Cherniak. Reverses one back across to the left side for Hallequist. Inside for Johnson off the glass. The kiss is no good. Rebound for Zach Youngs and a foul. And this one will be on BG. So maybe the momentum switching a little bit here for Unitigo and maybe they can make a run deep in this second quarter. We'll see. Foul situation, 7 now for BG as a team, 4 for Unitigo, so this is going to send Zach Youngs to the charity stripe. It's also the third foul on BG's Tyler Johnson, so he's going to go to the bench. Great place for Unitigo to be, the clock not moving, and a chance to chip away at some points. So Zach Youngs to the line, first one up, off the back rim, no good, got to make those. Rebound, no good, and we'll have a foul. And the foul will be on Unitigo with 2:25 to go in the second quarter. Dean Reed, his first, team's fifth. And so BG gets the ball back. They'll walk it up the floor, crossing the Bobcat logo with Kyle Rideout. Rideout to the far side, finding Hollequist, who has 7 points, but he's kind of done it quietly. Passes down low for Tommy Bombatier, up and good. And the sophomore, wearing number 20, gets his first bucket of the night. And it's 26-13, and now Unitigo will throw it away. They were in a hurry down the left side of the floor, and the pass was too long. 2:05 to go in the second quarter. Timeout taken by Unitigo. It's BG 26 and Unitigo 13. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Minute 55 to go in the second quarter. It's 26-13. BG leading Unitigo here at home, and now a steal by the Spartans out of the timeout. Cody Smith trying to go coast to coast. Will dump it off for Cooper Thayer. Right side corner wants that three in front of the BG bench, and it's no good. Rebound here for Sean Jones. Sprints back down the floor. Jones with a full head of steam. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. And another rebound here for Unitigo. Boy, both teams having some good looks there and just unable to convert as we come up on a minute 20 to go here in the second quarter. Left side of the floor again for Cody Smith. Dribble drive, and he took one too many steps there, and a turnover back to BG. So we'll see what the Bobcats can do here late in the second quarter. And a nice 26-13 lead. Unitigo has started to cut into it a little bit. Hallequist looking like he wants that ball on the left side of the floor as Kyle Rideout will dribble it up the floor going right to left. And now into the corner here for Wiemit on the right side. So we come up on 15 to go on the shot clock, 1 minute to go on the game clock in the second quarter. Wiemit, little turnaround jumper in the paint from the right low block, no good. Dean Reed skies for a rebound, and the outlet pass to Cooper Thayer up the floor with 50 seconds to go before our halftime break. Left side, Cody Smith. Smith looking for his options, bounce pass, high post, Dean Reed takes it right to the hoop, off the glass, and good. And Dean Reed now has 6 points with a nice take there, makes it 26-15, so Unitigo has some life here. 30 seconds to go in the second quarter. Left side of the floor, now back to the right for BG as they go right to left, skipping it across the top of the zone. Hallequist, a three, no good. Rebound, Palmatier, and he traveled. I think Palmatier thought maybe he was going to get the foul from behind as Hotala was right there on his back. Didn't get it. Took that extra step, traveled, and the ball goes back to Unitigo. Boy, good chance here for the Spartans if they could get a bucket late before the half. They trail 26-15. 15 seconds to go in the second quarter. Here is Cooper Thayer. Got his pocket picked there by Sean Jones. Down the floor, lays it up and in. And Jones now has 7. And it's 28-15. 5 seconds left in the quarter. Ahead for Dean Reed. Pull-up jumper at the buzzer. Good for Dean Reed. On the right side of the floor, he really made something out of nothing there. And it's 28-17 at the break. Much better second quarter for Unitigo after trailing 16-5 at the end of the first. So again, our halftime score, the BG Bobcats 28, The Unitego Spartans 17. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back here on CDO.
Did you know there's a fast, easy, and better way to save on gas? Use the Improve Marabito Rewards Plus program. Every time you purchase gas, food, merchandise, even energy for your home, you earn cents off per gallon on your next fill-up. Swipe your Marabito Rewards Plus card at the pump and watch the prices fall. And only Marabito turns the power of your home's energy purchase into instant savings right at the pump. Swipe away at Marabito.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Looking for high-quality sports photos? Have a local high school or college athlete in the family? Know someone who paddled the General Clinton Canoe Regatta? There's one place for all these photos and more. Brian the Photo Guy. Brian has hundreds of thousands of local sports photos. Area high school sports featuring largely soccer and basketball photos. SUNY Delhi Sports, Canoe Regatta, and Oneonta Outlaw Pictures. Just find Brian the Photo Guy on Facebook for more info. His website is your one-stop photo shop. BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. That's BrianThePhotoGuy.FOTOMerchant.com. Brian is a proud supporter of local high school sports on WCDO. Check out Brian the Photo Guy today.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Our halftime score here live from BG tonight. The BG Bobcat boys leading Unitego 28-17 at the halftime break. I'm Nate Lull with you tonight on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. Remember, folks, you can go back anytime on our website at the Game Audio Archive and download any of the games that we've done for free. Anytime. That's all courtesy of Sydney Federal Credit Union at SFCU. It's all about you. And they are doing the halftime half-court shot here. I see a couple of great Unitego alums out on the floor here. We see Nate Wilsey making an appearance. Of course, a football, wrestling, baseball legend at Unitego. But he does dabble in a little basketball, throws up the half-quarter. Oh, almost banked it in. Boy, it was about halfway down before it popped out, so... fantastic job there. That was very well done. Very well done. Want to welcome you into our Marabito Halftime Report, of course, as you can save instantly right at the pump with your Marabito Rewards Plus card. If you can see for yourself today at Marabito, you can call them at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Here is our scoring summary at the first half. 7 points for Xavier Cherniak, 7 for Sean Jones, 7 for Trevor Hallequist, and 5 for Zach Wiemet. 2 for Tommy Palmateer as well for BG, as again they've built up a 28-17 lead. And on the other side for Unitego, 8 points from Dean Reed, 4 points from Zach Youngs, 2 from Cody Smith, 2 from Dawson Wilsey, and 1 from Noah Hotala. So Unitego trying to muster up a little bit of a comeback here, as again they trail 28-17 at the break. the first quarter was what really killed them. They were down 16-5. They scored the first 2 points of the game, and then after that it was all BG. They were up 18-2 at one point before Unitigo finally got their legs underneath them a little bit and started a comeback here. But they did look a lot better in the second quarter there, and hopefully they can get the ball inside a little bit more. Reed was starting to get hot there at the end of the quarter, started to make some of those shots. And you never know. This is a great MAC rivalry between these two. I know a lot of these guys are friends off the court, but you can certainly see it's a great rivalry on the court as well. One out-of-town score to pass along. There are a lot of games out there tonight. The Delhi girls downing Afton 57-11. Logan Bruce with 12 points. Carly Heavey with 9. Olivia Wakin with 13 for the Delhi girls. And I did some calculations earlier today. If sectionals started today in Class D, Delhi would be the one seed based on their schedule and everything like that. So the Delhi girls off to a strong start this year and playing very well. The MAC girls is really going to shape up to be a fun race, I think, between BG, of course, Delhi, Hancock, and then maybe anybody in that fourth seed from Unitigo, Sydney. That fourth seed is really wide open. Maybe you throw Walton in there as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I think BG and Delhi are certainly two of the best teams in the area in Class C and Class D. That's going to be a lot of fun to perhaps see them down the road in the MAC Championship in a couple of weeks. And just in case you are wondering, we do have our updates on when those games are going to be. The Tri-Valley Championship will be at Hartwick on February 11th. That's a Saturday, the girls, then the boys. And then the Delaware League will be on Friday the 17th over at SUNY Delhi. That's always on a Friday night. And the MAC has decided this year to be on February 18th, also at SUNY Delhi. So instead of kind of doing a super Saturday that we've done the last few years with the Tri-Valley and the MAC being on a Saturday, and they're usually the day after the Delaware League, which is on the Friday night, they're all kind of spread out this year. So that's going to be interesting, some new venues for the MAC to be at SUNY Delhi instead of Hartwick. And it'll be interesting, but we're planning on doing all six of those games, and then we'll be right into sectionals. And boy, that is right around the corner, just a couple of weeks away. So that's pretty exciting. It's our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Of course, you can save instantly right at the pump with your Marabito Rewards Plus card. See for yourself today. You can call Marabito at 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. We'll take a small break. When we come back, we'll get you set for the second half. Our halftime score live here in BG tonight, 28-17, the Bobcats on top of the Spartans. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on CDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Hi, this is Kurt Gardner, owner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, and I'm here to tell you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual clean and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life, and if you need to make a change, being able to choose the best system that fits your family needs will save you money too. Give me a call at 349-0831 and start saving money now. We also accept Visa and MasterCard. Call 349-0831.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO. Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney studios on Main Street. Always glad to have Jumpin' Jim along on the board. Does a great job for us back there. And, hey, I put him through the heck of this every week. I'm like, hey, we're going to do four or five games. So I appreciate Jim helping me out here and always doing a great job because we have a rigorous high school basketball schedule. We're trying to do three, four, five games a week. Then we're going to have championships. Then we're going to have sectionals. We're going to follow whoever out of our local area goes to states. So it's a busy year. It's a crazy time, and we always appreciate Jim putting in those long hours for us. As we get set for the start of the third quarter, 28-17, the BG boys on top of Unitego. Story of the second half, is it going to be BG continuing that hot shooting and kind of just the energy that they brought in the first half? I really thought Holiquist, Jones, Wiemit, and Cherniak really brought some great energy to the floor. They were looking for that long outlet pass, just real scrappy. Or is Unitego going to play like they did deep in the second quarter when they kind of started to chip away at it a little bit? I thought they did a nice job there. So we'll see who shows up here in the second half. Should be a lot of fun. BG in the home white uniforms, the navy blue trim, says Bobcats across the front of the uniform. They will go left to right to start this second half. Unitego comes out in a 2-3 zone. They're in the dark green uniforms with the white and the black trim. They will go right to left. Here is Cherniak outside the three-point line. Now finding Holiquist, zips it across the top of the zone for Tyler Johnson at the left low block. And back out for Holiquist now. Now for Jones, top of the key, coming up on 10 on the shot clock. They try to feed one down low for Johnson. Turnaround shot, no good. Wiemit cleans up the mess. Back out. Cherniak straightaway jumper, no good. Another rebound for Jones, and he's fouled. We talked about this, too, in the first half, is that BG was just owning the boards, and they continue it here. I mean, Jones gets fouled here on his third attempt as he ripped down that rebound. So you give a team enough chances, they're going to find a way to either get fouled or get a bucket. And Jones to the line. He's got seven and almost makes it eight, but that one just swirls out of the rim and bounces out. Second one coming here for Sean Jones. Of course, a very talented athlete as well here for BG, including their soccer goalie from a very strong boys team over the last couple of years. Misses his second shot and back the other way. Here comes Unitego. Cooper Thayer in the corner. Back for Jared Smith. Across for Cody Smith. Dribble drive for Cody Smith. Tried to feed one into Dean Reed. Intercepted by Holiquist down the left side of the floor. Holiquist dumps one off for Cherniak. And the pretty pass there from Holiquist. And Cherniak finishes it. He's got nine. Holiquist just faking out the defense there. And was able to leave one off for Cherniak as the whole defense pushed towards him. And Cherniak had a wide open layup. Unitego now will inbound the ball after that layup. They trail 30-17. We're a minute into the third quarter. Thanks for listening here tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Reed with a long pass ahead for Zach Young. Too hard for him. Too much spice on that one. The ball comes free, and BG comes away with it with Holiquist down the right side of the floor. Wearing number 14. Strange to see him wear that number after he's worn 5 for so many years. He's been up on the varsity since ninth grade here for BG. Holiquist steps in for 3 and nails it. Dials long distance, and Holiquist with 10 points now. First player into double figures. And BG leads 33-17 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Here is Dean Reed helping to break the press. Gets to midcourt and passes to the left side for Cody Smith. Outside the three-point line, he dribbles up to the top of the three-point arch. Back to the far side. Here is Smith. Give and go for Cooper Thayer. Deep three right side. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tracks down his own rebound. Dishes off for Reed, who misses a little gimme right-handed layup. And BG back the other way. Sprinting down the floor is Cherniak. Stops, puts on the brakes, and back across for Holiquist. Wants another three. Left it short. Rebound, Tyler Johnson, and BG gets another chance. They are controlling the glass. Down low for Wiemit. Back out for Cherniak. And now here for Sean Jones. Dribble drive on the baseline. Knocked out of there, and Reed picks it off. Comes up with a rebound and walks down the floor. Puts on the brakes and gets the ball safely into the hands of Jared Smith. Smith holding on to it here. We'll leave it off for Cody Smith. Jared Smith slings some sauce to the far side for Cooper Thayer and back out for Smith with 5.5 to go in the third quarter. BG leading 33-17. Back straightaway for 3 for Jared Smith. No good. Rebound again for Bainbridge Guilford. Outlet pass ahead here for Holiquist. Takes it to the bucket and he's fouled. Can't get the layup to go, but he'll go to the line with 5:16 to go in the third quarter. And Holiquist, with a game-high 10 points now, will step to the line. Holiquist to the charity stripe. He'll shoot 2. And the first one is up and good for Hallequist. He has 11. And Unitego with two fouls in the second half so far. BG with none as a team. And that was the first foul on Cooper Thayer in the contest here tonight for Unitego. Hallequist's second shot is pure. He gets that one to go. He's got 12. BG increases that lead 35-17. And Unitego looking to get the ball in as they have not scored here so far in the second half. And now a steal on the press by Jones. Down to Hallequist to Wiemet, and he's fouled. Great little behind-the-back pass from Hallequist as he was at a tough angle. Really didn't do it to showboat or anything. Just had to do it to quickly get the ball to Wiemet, who was hammered. And he'll go to the line. And again, Cooper Thayer with the foul. And Wiemet will step to the line to shoot two for BG. First one is good for Wiemet. And he has 6 points. Unitego is going to take a timeout with head coach Cal Locke. We'll step away with 5:12 to go in the third quarter. It's BG 36, Unitego 17. We'll be right back on CDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back with 5:12 to go in the third quarter. It's 36-17. The BG boys on top of visiting Unitego. And Pete Wiemet at the line, ready for his second shot here for BG. Again, team foul situation in the second half. Unitego with three, BG with none. Wiemet leaves this one long. Rebound for Jared Smith. And an outlet pass here to Cooper Thayer. Thayer brings the ball up the floor to the right side, gets into the paint, passes one off. Dean Reed takes it to the bucket, rejected by Tyler Johnson. BG looking to run, but the pass way too far in front of Hallequist. And out of bounds, so back to Unitego. But boy, BG is looking to run any chance they get. And that one was just a little too far in front of a sprinting Hallequist. Right idea, just execution wasn't there on that possession. Unitego with the ball going right to left. Here is Jared Smith, who is still scoreless tonight, surprisingly, here for Unitego. Smith gets it back, steps into the foul line. Again, down low for Dean Reed. Pump fake this time, up and good for Reed. He's got 10. Faked his guy right out of his shoes and had a wide open layup, and it's 36-19. With 4.5 to go in the third quarter. Here is Cherniak, hands one off for Hallequist. Unitego was switched back to man-to-man to maybe try to get some steals. They won't have to steal it here as Hallequist is going to throw it away. Too tall over the hands there of Sean Jones and back out of play. And so the ball back here to Unitego. And they'll bring it back up the floor. To the far side here for Hotala. Hotala on the left side, back for Cooper Thayer. Into the corner now. For Jared Smith, finding Hotala down low, off the leg there of BG's Tyler Johnson. Unitego wanted a kick. They won't get it. Hallequist down the floor on the left side. Hallequist gets in, pulls up, jumper from 15 feet, left it short. We'll have a whistle, and BG's going to get called for a foul. With 3:56 to go in the third quarter, the Bobcats leading 36-19. That is their first foul as a team here in the second half. We'll see who this one is on. I believe it was on Tyler Johnson. Haven't put it up on the big board yet. It was hard to tell down low who exactly they pinpointed. Unitego with the ball. Jared Smith in the corner for three on the right side. Smith gets his first bucket of the night to go, and it's 36-22. Unitego still has life here if they can start making some shots. 3:30 to go in this third quarter. Here is Hallequist. Kicks one out for Cherniak. Pull-up jumper. No good. Reed with a rebound and another foul here on BG. Second one as a team, and this one again on Johnson. With 3:25 to go in the third quarter, that's his fourth. He's going to have to come to the bench. Palmateer comes in as well as Kyle Rideout. And now it looks like BG's going to take a timeout of their own. 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Again, our score is BG 36, Unitego 22. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Need to schedule an appointment to have your vehicle serviced? Hate waiting weeks just to get an appointment? This isn't the doctor's office. It should be quicker. That's why Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney now has 6 full-time technicians on staff to take care of your needs. That means we can schedule you sooner and get you in and out faster and back on the road to your busy schedule. You don't need to be bogged down with a broken vehicle or sitting in a waiting room because the work isn't done yet. The Chambers and O'Hara goal is to get it done quickly, but to also get it done right the first time. Call 563-4311 or visit chambersohara.com today.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
3:20 to go in the third quarter. Welcome back. Nate Lull with you tonight on CDO, also WCDOsports.com. Unitigo with the ball going right to left. And here is Jared Smith to the high post for Dean Reed. He's going to take it right to the bucket, up and good with authority there for Reed. He's got 12, and it's 36-24. BG on top with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hallequist back over the timeline at midcourt as BG goes left to right, finds Sean Jones. Jones pump fakes, gets down low, left low baseline, and will kick one back out. Palmateer straightaway jumper, no good. Rebound Cooper Thayer as he rips it down. And he'll bring it back up the floor for Unitigo. A bucket on this possession would be big. They pass down low for Zach Youngs. Back for Reed. Pulls up, jumper, got it to go. Hit the back of the rim, and then the iron was kind to him on that second bounce. He's got 14, and we're back to a 10-point ball game. 36-26, with 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Here is Hallequist. Back for Sean Jones. BG looking a little flustered at the moment as they try to get things going on offense. Here is Hallequist. Gets into the paint, dribble drive. Hallequist puts it in himself, and he's got 14. Just took over on that offensive possession and put it home. It's 38-26 with 2:05 to go in the third quarter. Unitigo with the ball, setting up the offense, and at the far side of the floor it goes. They go down low, a pass from Reed to Zach Youngs, up and in, and he's got 6. And it's 38-28, and a timeout now taken by BG. They do not like what they're seeing on defense. We'll step away for 30 seconds. With the score, BG 38 and Unitigo 28. A minute 55 to go, third quarter. We'll be right back on CDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. BG takes that timeout to try to recollect themselves on defense, as Unitigo has chipped it back down to a 10-point game. So they trail 38-28 with 1:55 to go in the third quarter. BG with the ball. Here is Palmateer at the top of the key. Gets it down low. Tries a little finger roll in the paint. No good. And a rebound here for Cooper Thayer once again. Brings it down the floor. They try to go inside quickly to Dean Reed. Stolen back away, though, by Sean Jones. Jones trying to go coast to coast, up and in. Jones now with 9, and that seems to be where BG does their best work when they're just running and gunning in transition like that. Jones, Wiemann, Hallequist, they can all run the floor. Unitigo with the ball, and it's stolen away again here by Hallequist, and the defense is starting to look a little better now for the Bobcats. Hallequist, fall away jumper on the right side, maybe not a great shot to take. Ball out of bounds, last touched by Unitigo on the rebound, so it will stay with the Bobcats. 1:10 to go, third quarter. It's 40-28. BG with a 12-point lead. Hallequist underneath the basket. Quickly gets it into Wiemann. Turnaround. Jumper is good. And the shots are starting to fall again here for BG. Pete Wiemann puts it in. He's got 8. It's 42-28. The Bobcats starting to build that lead back up a little bit. to the right side for Cooper Thayer with a long three. He dials long distance. Thayer, his first bucket of the game. He's got 3 points. It's 42-31. Hallequist now finds Jones. Jones passing down low for Wiemit. It was blocked out of bounds, and it will stay with the Bobcats. 44 seconds left in the quarter. Again, thanks for joining us here tonight on CDO. Always glad to bring you local basketball here, your Tri-County sports leader. BG gets it in. A great look there from Jones to Palmateer. He's got four, and it's 44-31. Right side of the floor here for Cooper Thayer. Unitigo desperately trying to get back in this ball game. Let's see what they can do. Thayer thought about another three. Doesn't pull the trigger. Instead goes back out for Jared Smith. Smith back for Thayer. Far side. 20 seconds left here on the game clock. They go down low to Dean Reed. He's got 16 now as he lays it up and in on a wide open layup. They lost him on the back door. 10 seconds left, third quarter. It's 44-33. Hallequist glances up at the clock, playing for the last shot of the quarter. Over for Kyle Rideout. But Hallequist wants it back. Stops, top of the key, pull up three, rattles out. Rebound Unitigo, but time is too late here in the third quarter. End of three, the Bobcats lead the Spartans 44-33. We'll be right back on CDO.
Heat tape for water pipes, insulated chimney systems, and stovepipe. This winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Insulation, rock salt, snow shovels, outdoor work gloves, and traction sand too. So this winter, count on Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center. Since 1920, local folks have relied on Jessef House Building Supplies in downtown Sydney Center. Three generations of quality service to the Tri-County area. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything. Call 369-3051.
Buying insurance can be a tricky and confusing process, but the Chirino Insurance Agency at 50 North Broad Street in Norwich is here to help. From business and life to home and renter's insurance, Pat and the team at Chirino Insurance can handle all your questions and needs. Family owned and operated since 1972, Chirino Insurance is an independent agency offering competitive rates for auto, home, business, life, motorcycle insurance, and more. They now offer boat, snowmobile, RV, and camper coverage too. For a free quote, call 336-1444 or visit them online at chirinoinsurance.com. Chirino Insurance, service and savings with a personal touch.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Start of the fourth quarter between BG and Unitigo. Here is Jared Smith, a spot up three. That one is off the mark and no good. Boy, the second and the third quarters have been exactly even between these two teams, so the difference really was the first quarter when BG jumped out to that lead. So now they lead by 10, 44-33. Back for Palmateer in the low post. Again, tries that little finger roll, cannot get it to go, and Unitigo rips down a rebound. So the Spartans trying to make up for that slow start with maybe a strong finish. Here is Zach Carey for three. Almost goes down. Popped free, though. BG with numbers if they can hurry on the break. Cherniak takes it all the way to the bucket, up and in. And Cherniak now has 11. And it's 46-33. Unitigo wanted to try to take a charge there. The Zebra crew doesn't call it. And back up the floor, here come the Spartans. Here is Zach Carey. Dribble drive, and he'll travel. And gives it right back here to BG with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. And the Bobcats with a 46-33 lead. Every time it looks like Unitigo is going to maybe get over the hump a little bit, they are just unable to turn that corner. So BG with the ball again at midcourt, crossing the Bobcat logo. Here is Cherniak. Gets it to the high post for Palmateer. Bulling his way down low. Lost it out of bounds. And it'll go back to Unitigo. Palmateer maybe just trying to do a little too much there. 6:45 to go, fourth quarter. Unitigo trying to break this BG press, and they do. Ahead for Carey, leaves one off, and Andy Sheldon puts it up and in. Andy Sheldon with his first basket of the evening, and it's 46-35 with 6:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Sean Jones. Jones with a pump fake, stops at the top of the three-point arc, back out for Kyle Rideout. Now for Cherniak, give and go, back for Rideout. Muscles his way up, and the little man now dumps one off for Wiemit, who puts it up and in, and Wiemit has 10 points. He's into double figures. And it's 48-35 with 6:15 to go in the fourth quarter. Here is Zach Carey trying to go coast-to-coast after he breaks the press. No good. Rebound BG, and Cherniak comes out of a tough spot and gets fouled here by Carey, who was trying to apply some extra pressure. 6:04 to go in the fourth quarter. And BG will get the ball right in front of the Unitico bench. First foul on Carey. Fourth on the team here in the second half for Unitico. Only two on BG in the second half. BG gets it into Hallequist. Down the right side of the floor, trying to go all the way. It's partially blocked there by Andy Sheldon, who stepped in his way. Sheldon just got enough of it to knock it free, and Unitico back up the floor. They find Zach Carey, thought about a three, but doesn't pull the trigger, and Hallequist trying to steal it back from him now, and gets whistled for the reach-in. So the third foul on Hallequist, or on the team, I should say, second personally on Hallequist. So Unitico gets it in, again going right to left. Dean Reed is on the bench, as well as Cooper Thayer, Zach Youngs, and Jared Smith. So kind of a different look out on the floor right now for Unitico. They go to the high post for Hotella. Hotella, dribble drive up off the glass, too strong, and the rebound is pulled down here by BG. And ahead now for Cherniak, who puts on the brakes. Cherniak zips one back across for Hallequist with 5:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Now for Kyle Rideout, looking for some options. Rideout for Cherniak. Unitico back in this man-to-man, trying to force some turnovers. Instead, they'll get a foul here from Noah Hotella with 5:10 to go fourth quarter. His first and the team's fifth, and Unitico is going to take another timeout with the score. BG 48, Unitico 35 will step away for 30 seconds here on CDL.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:10 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 48-35. The BG boys on top of visiting Unitico in a boys MAC basketball matchup. Tonight here live from BG High School. Tomorrow night we'll be over in Walton as the Sydney boys travel over to take on the Walton Warriors in what should be a very good boys matchup. Girls game is at 5:30. We were supposed to do the Sydney girls earlier this week. That got messed up because of school closings and the weather. So I will be there. Hadn't originally planned to do both games, and we'll still be there. I'll do the Twitter updates tomorrow night for that, and then we'll have the boys on the radio at 7 o'clock. Don't worry, Sydney girls. We'll catch up with you again. That weather kind of got pesky earlier this week. Back underway as Unitico back through the lane, and Cooper Thayer cannot get it to go. Tried to go coast to coast, and it was knocked out. BG stole it back. Jared Smith gets his paws on it, knocks it out of bounds, so it will stay with BG. 4:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 48-35. BG with the ball. Here is Kyle Rideout. Gets across half court. Picks up his dribble in a bad spot, but gets it off to Cherniak. Cherniak getting bumped here by Dawson Wilson. Unitico playing some very aggressive, in-your-face, man-to-man defense at the moment. And now it's stolen away. Just what it's designed to do. Cal Locke trying to fire up his Unitico Spartans on the road. Wilson outside the three-point line. Dribble drive. Puts it up. No good. Tracks down his own rebound, back out, Cooper Thayer for three, got it to go. Second three ball of the night there for Cooper Thayer. It's 48-38. They've got it back down to 10. Here is Hallequist, gets the bucket to go. Down the right side of the floor, he's got 16. They just lobbed it up over top of the defense, and he was off to the races to put it in. And it's 50-38. Jared Smith with a pass ahead, back out for Cooper Thayer. Left side three, hits the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Dean Reed for Unitico, puts it up. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Reed not in there to rebound, so Hallequist comes down with the loose change and walks it up the floor. BG in no hurry, up 12 late in this game. Back for Kyle Rideout. He fires up a three. No good. Dawson Wilson springs free with a rebound and goes coast to coast to put it in. Dawson Wilson now with 4 points and a timeout taken by Unitico. They've cut it back down to 10, 50-40 with 3:36 to go in the fourth quarter. We'll take another 30-second break here on CDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment. And we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just over 3.5 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 50-41. The BG boys on top of visiting Unitigo. So somewhere in here they have added a point for Unitigo because it was 50-40. And it looks like the bookkeepers are rechecking everything with the officials, but it is 50-41 right now, so it's a 9-point ball game. They have added that extra point on there. That could easily have been somebody got credit for a 2 when it was supposed to be a 3, and they have caught that now. So it's a 9-point ball game. This is the closest Unitigo has been in a while because BG got such a strong start. BG with the ball, and they'll bring it up the floor with Hallequist on the left side with 3.5 to go. Down low here for Tommy Palmateer. Back out for Jones at the top of the key. Jones again finds Palmateer. Kicks one out here for Hallequist. For 3, left side, dies on the front rim, and a rebound for Unitigo. Boy, they could get a bucket here. This would be huge. Ahead for Dean Reed. Floating jumper is good, and Reed has 18. We got a ball game, folks. It's 50-43. BG with a long pass over top of the defense. Palmateer ropes it in. Palmateer is tied up with Dean Reed. Ball is loose, and we'll have a foul. Let's see who it's on with 2:59 to go. Well, Unitigo with some newfound energy here after a couple of these timeouts. Foul's going to be on Cooper Thayer, his third, team's sixth. So BG will be shooting at the next foul. They get it into Palmateer. Palmateer holding on to it. BG with only 3 fouls as a team. Get one back off for Cherniak. Unitigo staying in this man-to-man defense. Trying to believe that they can come back here. Here's Palmateer. Dribble drive to the hoop. Up and in for Tommy Palmateer. He's got 6, and it's 52-43. Ahead now for Hotala. Back for Thayer. Right side for 3. Off the back of the rim. No good. Jared Smith skies for a rebound. Pulls it out. Finds Wilsey. Wide open left side. 3. Splash for Dawson Wilsey. And Wilsey's got 7 points. And now a foul on the Spartans as they bring it back up the floor. With 2:24 to go in the fourth quarter, it's BG 52, Unitigo 46. And Hallequist will step to the line to shoot 1-1, as that is the 7th team foul here on Unitigo. And that one was on Jared Smith. Boy, so Unitigo just not quitting here tonight, trying to pull their way back into this ball game. Hallequist trying to keep some separation between the Bobcats and the Spartans here at the charity stripe. First one is up and good for Hallequist. So he has 17. High scorers so far here tonight. Dean Reed for Unitigo with 18. Hallequist with 17 for BG. And Hallequist will step to the line to shoot his second shot for the Bobcats, and it's good. So Hallequist has 18 now, and it's 54-46. And Wilsey will bring it back up the floor, but he'll have a carry there as he lost control of the ball. With 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter, it's 54-46. BG is going to get it back, and that was a possession Unitigo, of course, would want back. They did not want to lose that one. And they're going to have to turn up the pressure cooker on defense here. BG gets it into Sean Jones. Jones outside the three-point line will dribble back up towards half court, hands one off football style here to Trevor Hallequist. Hallequist to the right side for Cherniak. Down low, turnaround shot for Weemitt, up and good for Weemitt. And he has 12. It's 56-46. Wilsey back into the paint now. Back out for Smith. Jared Smith leaves that 3 ball short. Palmateer gets tied up here with Hotala. And we'll have a whistle. Palmateer is going to go to the line with a minute 52 to go in the fourth quarter. It's 56-46. Palmateer with 6 points off the bench. Looking for more. BG trying to ride out this game here. And Palmateer could certainly help keep that separation because Unitigo's been knocking on the door pretty hard. Palmateer, first one at the line, no good. Rebound, Dean Reed tips it to Jared Smith, and the Spartans will bring it back up the floor. Smith sprinting down the right side as Unitigo goes right to left. Smith into the corner now for Wilsey. Wilsey dribble drive, a kick out for Cooper Thayer. Thayer zips one across. Noah Hotala for three. Can't get it to go. Rebound loose on the floor. Last touch by BG. Possession stays with Unitigo with a minute 32 to go in the fourth quarter. Cal Locke has fired these guys up. But can they climb the mountain here with a minute and a half left? And a timeout is taken on the floor. Boy, it seems like these teams have unlimited timeouts here in this fourth quarter. I wasn't keeping close track. But we'll step away for 30 seconds. BG 56, Unitigo 46, with a minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter on CDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
A minute and a half to go in the fourth quarter. It's 56-46. Unitigo will have the ball underneath their own bucket. And Cooper Thayer will inbound the ball as Unitigo goes right to left on your radio dial here, as they would need some buckets and they'd need them fast. They get the ball into Dean Reed. Back out Dawson Wilsey, top of the key for three. Left it too long on that one. Rebound for BG and a foul. Cherniak is going to go to the line. The littlest, one of the littlest guys on the floor, somehow goes into the land of the trees and pulls down a rebound. And that's the ninth foul as a team on Unitigo in the second half. Only three on BG. The fourth foul here on Dawson Wilsey. And Cherniak will go to the line. Cherniak with 11 points so far tonight here for BG as he settles in at the charity stripe to shoot two. Cherniak, just a junior, stepping into his role pretty nicely. Misses the first one. I forgot, still 1-1, my fault. BG gets the ball back, but they do step out of bounds here, and the ball's going to go back to Unitigo. With a minute 22 left, Unitigo will inbound the ball here with Dawson Wilsey. And Cooper Thayer is going to quickly move the ball across half court. Thayer now finds Smith. Unitigo's going to have to do it in a hurry. Smith back for Wilsey. Down low, Dean Reed. Reed at the right low block. Tries to get it back out for Wilsey as they want to try to get a three with a minute 5 to go. And they trail by 10. Smith to the bucket. Leaves one off for Reed. He's fouled. He'll go to the line. Dean Reed with 18, looking to make it more. Reed had a couple of chances maybe to get a quick bucket there, instead decided to toss one back out and try to go for a three-pointer. Ended up getting it back again and was fouled as he went up for the layup with a minute and 3 seconds left. Reed at the line, first one no good, off the front of the rim. And the second one coming here for Reed and Unitigo, trying to get this thing back in to single digits. Reed settling in at the line, and his second one is up and good, so he has 19. And Unitigo coming hard on defense here for Hallequist, and he's fouled with 58 seconds left. Got the ball into him immediately in the corner and was fouled. Hallequist with a team high 18, and he's fighting for that game high with Reed right now, who has 19. And so Hallequist will step to the line here, trying to help seal things up here for the Bobcats in what would be a nice win at home in the MAC. And Hallequist cannot get the first one to go. Hit the front of the rim. Looked like it was going to pop up and over, but instead bounces out with 58 seconds left. 56-47 to score. BG on top. Second one for Hallequist is good. Nothing but net there. And he's got 19. Dawson Wilsey back up the floor with 55 ticks left and a 10-point deficit here for the Spartans. Cooper Thayer steps in for three. No good. Cherniak another rebound. Ahead now for Jones. Jones at midcourt. Now finds Hallequist. BG trying to hold the ball, and Hallequist is fouled with 42 seconds left. And it looks like time might expire here tonight on the Unitigo Spartans. And BG might be able to pick up a nice win at home in the MAC. And I really still think that fourth spot is still wide open for anybody to take, and it could be a battle between UV, BG, and some of those type of teams as Hallequist makes the first one, so he has 20. Second one coming here for Trevor Hallequist with 42 seconds left. And Hallequist to the line for his second shot. And this one is good. So Hallequist with 21, and it's 59-47 with 40 seconds left. Dawson Wilsey up the floor. Zips one down low, and a foul is going to be on BG. Noah Hotala is going to go to the line. Make sure to stay tuned for the postgame show, folks. We'll have our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose brought to you by NBT Bank, ACCO Brands of Sydney, as well as NBT Mang Insurance. Hotala is to the line, and the first one rolls around the globe and then pops out. Second one coming here for Hotala. Valiant effort here by Unitigo in the second half, including the end of the third quarter, start of the fourth, as Hotala misses the second, but it was just too little too late. That big advantage that BG built early on was too much. Cooper Thayer with a steal off the miss, but BG's going to get it right back. Ahead now for Tommy Palmateer, but the pass was off its mark. Rolls out of bounds before Palmateer could get there. 25 seconds left, and BG with a 59-47 lead. So Unitigo's going to have one last crack at it here, and they'll let the ball roll down the floor before Cooper Thayer will pick it up. Gets to half court, down the right side, finds Dean Reed. Gets into the post, pulls up, Reed can't get it to go. Rebound again here for BG with Cherniak, and he'll get it to Hallequist, who is fouled with 13 seconds left by Cooper Thayer. And Hallequist is going to have a chance at some more free points here for the Bobcats. Again, postgame show coming up. We'll take a quick break and then come right back for it, as that will be the fifth foul on Cooper Thayer, so he will foul out tonight for Unitigo with 6 points on 2 3-pointers. And Hallequist will settle back in at the charity stripe. He has 21, looking to add to it here, and he does, makes it 22. So Hallequist with some late buckets here tonight, looking to maybe seal up one of our CDO broadcast awards on the night. Hallequist with another one. He's got 23. And it's 61-47 with 13 seconds left. Unitigo with one final crack at it. Smith, Jared Smith, a long pull-up three. No good. Palmateer with a rebound. Palmateer looking for the outlet pass here to Hallequist, and that'll do it. BG will win this one 61-47 over visiting Unitigo. Post-game show coming up. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
You can't buy convenience, but with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. ACCO Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your insurance, you're not going to just trust anyone. At NBT Mang Insurance Agency, our mission is to put our clients first. Tens of thousands of satisfied customers in Central New York know that NBT Mang Insurance stands for the greatest protection for your business, yourself, your belongings, and your financial future. NBT Mang Insurance Agency has more than a century of dedicated service to the Tri-County area. Call NBT Mang Insurance Agency at 561-2600 and let NBT Mang make the difference for you.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Our final score once again live here from BG High School, 61-47. The BG boys taking down Unitigo in a Mac boys matchup here tonight. And let's go through our scoring summary before we do our three awards tonight. BG is led by 23 points from Trevor Hallequist, 12 from Pete Wiemet, 11 from Xavier Cherniak, 9 from Sean Jones, 6 from Tommy Palmateer. On the other side for Unitigo, 19 points, a team high for Dean Reed. 6 points apiece from Zach Youngs and Cooper Thayer. 3 points for Jared Smith, 2 for Andy Sheldon, and 1 for Noah Hotala tonight in a losing effort against 61-47. Let's go through our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, putting customers first every single day and supporting local high school sports for more than 150 years. NBT Bank has served our area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. 26 points tonight from Trevor Hallequist. He will be our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight, or 23 points, excuse me. Did a really nice job. And just when Unitigo was starting to chip away at it, seemed like Hallequist was there for the key bucket every time. So he is our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award winner tonight. The NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award is brought to you by NBT Mang Insurance. Our families live, work, and play with your families. At NBT Mang Insurance, we insure your life. Want to give this one tonight to Pete Wiemet with 12 points, but I thought, more importantly, he did a great job on the glass, especially the defensive glass. Just cleaned it up all night against some bigger competition up there. And so he will be our NBT Mang Insurance Agency Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and is happy to cheer on these young athletes. Once again, 19 points from Dean Reed for Unitigo. He will be our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award winner tonight. Just does a little bit of everything and tried his best to keep Unitigo in this ball game, and just came up a little short here again tonight. But Dean Reed with 19 points for Unitigo, our all-purpose award winner tonight. We'll be back tomorrow night live in Walton as the Sydney boys are over there for a MAC showdown between two of the top teams right now in the MAC standings. That's going to be a lot of fun. We'll be there at 5:30 for the girls' game. We'll be doing some Twitter updates. You can check those out at WCDOsports.com. We'll be live on the radio once again at 7 o'clock tomorrow night for that boys' game between Walton and visiting Sydney. A big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in the CDO studios. And, yeah, it's going to be a great night tomorrow night. It's been a fun week. We've done 4 games in 5 nights. Ton of fun this time of year, and a lot more to be had for sure. Again, 61-47, the BG boys down at Unitigo tonight. I'm Nate Lull. Have a great night from CDO Sports.